From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Irish-American reaction to the IRA's involvement in a brutal pub stabbing. But first, a federal jury in Manhattan has returned a guilty verdict in the trial of former WorldCom CEO Bernard Ebbers. Ebbers led the giant telecommunications company that was driven into bankruptcy, the largest in U.S. history, in the summer of 2002. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been following the trial, and he joins us now from the federal court in Manhattan. Jim, what was Ebbers found guilty of?
Well, he was found guilty of one count of conspiracy, one count of securities fraud, and seven counts of filing false documents. So all of the charges against him, they convicted him on. The judge has set a sentencing date of June 13th. He potentially could serve as much as 85 years, or at least the sentence would be as much as 85 years. Under federal sentencing guidelines, however, the judge would have had a strict idea about what kind of sentence he should get. Now that the sentencing guidelines have been struck down, the judge has a lot more leeway. So she can and is in fact expected to set a sentence that's much less than that, less than 85 years.
Right. And what was the reaction in the courtroom when this verdict was read?
Well, I think there wasn't a lot of reaction. Bernie Ebbers is sort of a guy with kind of stoical demeanor, I would say. His wife cried a bit. She's been in the courtroom almost every day by his side. But Bernie Ebbers himself, after the verdict came down, he sort of got in a taxi and went away. His attorney spoke to the press. He said that he's going to Ebbers would appeal the verdict. There were some reasons, he said, why this case should have been given a change of venue. It should have been heard in Mississippi instead of New York City. He said there were some other issues. In particular, some of the executives at WorldCom weren't allowed to, they weren't immunized, so they weren't willing to testify on Ebbers' behalf. He said had the judge agreed to immunize them, this trial might have come out differently.
Mm-hmm. And it is a big win for the prosecutors. Was it ever in doubt?
This was not really a case about fraud per se. There was no question that there was a huge fraud at WorldCom. In fact, some people say the biggest fraud in U.S. corporate history. The question always was, did Bernie Ebbers know about it? He was the CEO. He was not a detached CEO either. He was a guy who was involved in a lot of aspects of the company. He said he never got involved in financial matters, that was something his chief deputy, Scott Sullivan, handled, and he didn't even know what was going on. That was his defense. Apparently the jury didn't buy it.
What do you think are the ramifications of this verdict?
You know, it's kind of hard to say. It certainly is going to send a signal to some of the, to the broader business community about the potential cost of this kind of fraud. I'm not sure they really needed that message after everything that's happened in the past few years. The Sarbanes-Oxley legislation that really put the onus on them to prove that the fraud doesn't exist. I do think one of the issues here is what this means for some of the other corporate CEOs who are on trial or about to be on trial, in particular Ken Lay of Enron, because his defense is very similar to Bernie Ebbers. He basically said, look, I this was going on all around me, but I didn't know about it. Nobody told me. And at least this verdict would seem to suggest that, jurors don't necessarily buy that.
NPR's Jim Zaroli outside the federal courthouse in Manhattan. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.